Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to John Talk Radio tonight. It's August the 8th, 2009. How's everyone doing tonight? Thanks for joining the show. I can hear co-host Marcy down there banging around. What's going on? Maybe she hung up. Well, welcome everyone. We appreciate you listening in. This is Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to John Talk Radio. You're also listening to Maggie and Charlie fighting over a dog bone. And you can't get that just everywhere. So that's live action that we have going on in the Studio One. Co-host Marcy, are you there? No one's there. Hey, welcome to the show tonight. You heard the opening song was Paper Airplane from their new CD, White Elephants. And we have invited the band on tonight, so we will bring them on when they come onto the show, and we'll have a live interview with Paper Airplane. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on with John Talk Radio, and we would like for you to call in and talk to us because we like to hear from you, and it's always cool to hear from people. If you'd like to call 646-595-2483, we will bring you live onto the show and talk about anything you want to. Anything. And I'll say I might not mute yet, but we'll talk about anything. And basically, like what we like to do on the show is highlight musicians, talk about what's happening in the music world, outside the window of Studio One into the cyberspace, and what's going on with the future shows of John Talk Radio. I guess we got a little bit of time to talk about that right now. We have coming up next week on John Talk Radio at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, and that will be 6 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. We'll have an interview with Mick Box from Uriah Heep, who will be live on the show from 1 o'clock Eastern Time to 2 o'clock. Mick has agreed to be on the show, and this is a classic rock band that's been together since the late 60s, started hitting with albums in the 70s and continuing until they released albums just recently. And Mick will be on the show to discuss Wake the Sleeper, which is their newest studio LP, and I think they've also, if I'm not mistaken, have another live album and some things going on, so there's a lot of activity there. And then in that same evening, John Talk Radio will be a busy beaver as we talk across the seas to Mick Box, and then we'll be talking to Maurice Mate. And Maurice Mate and the Tempers from Cincinnati, Ohio. And they will be on the show at 6 o'clock, and that's next week. So tune in for those shows. That should be good. Let's see what else we have going on. Let me pull up my magic calendar, John Talk Radio's magic calendar. How's everyone doing? If you'd like to call in, 646-595-2483. We'd love to hear from you. Our co-host Marcy, did you ever join the show? Oh, you know what it is. She's going to kill me. I have her on mute. You're off mute.
Well, thanks. About time.
See, I like that when I talk to you and you're on mute.
Yeah, you're making me look bad, man.
She just isn't answering, people. I don't know what the problem is with her.
Well, I'm down here flapping my gums and about it.
That's good. Oh, it's always good when you're flapping your gums.
Yeah, I guess.
It's good to have a little gum flapping from time to time. Our guests haven't joined the show yet, so we are talking about the episodes. You have me on mute. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. We talked about next week Mick Box and Maurice Mate. Maurice is a singer-songwriter from Cincinnati, Ohio, born in Italy, immigrated to America as a child, and started writing songs in his early teen years. After the release of his first recording in 1983 and 1998, he abandoned music to pursue photography. Be a great interview there because the guy's amazing. And I think it'll be really worth the time to listen. Take time, people. You can take time to listen to John Talk Radio. Streaming live on blogtalkradio.com /John-Darlington. Hyphen's not my middle name, although it's close. Let's talk about some other things coming down the road. Coming on down the road here, we have Maurice and Mick, and then on the 22nd, we have amazing singer-songwriter Amelia K. Spicer will be on the show live to showcase her music, talk about her stuff. She's absolutely amazing musician. She's great. Project Mojo will be on the show on the 29th. Really good band from Northeast Ohio. And tune in for that. Really unique music. And I dig it, man. I'm going to talk like a disc jockey. I dig it. What do you think, co-host?
That sounds like a disc jockey from the 60s, doesn't it?
50s, something like that.
Man.
Yeah. Let's go on into, that's on the 29th of August, and if we jump into the 5th of September, which is the Ohio State Buckeyes opening game. So you have plenty of time after the game to listen to the show.
Who are they playing?
Navy. And it's 12 o'clock. But John Talk Radio will have the Davies, a three-member rock band from Eugene, Oregon, will be on the show, featuring their EP, The Kids Eat for Free. So, always, yeah, that's always good. Very talented band from Eugene, Oregon. After that show on the 12th, we'll have the talented singer-songwriter, pianist, guitarist, Matt Munhall will be on.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've heard Matt live. Didn't we, co-host?
We did. It was a wonderful concert in a beautiful theater.
And it was, and we had a good time. Do we have one of the paper airplane on the line? Area code 614214.
What's the rest of that number?
9139. Okay. That sounds like somebody we know.
Ah. Hi, Max.
I put him on mute.
Well, how do you expect anybody to talk to you when you're muting their asses?
We can't talk like that on internet radio. They'll throw you off. I'll throw you off.
Yeah.
You said, yeah. Ooh, scary. Okay. What's up? Is that Austin on there?
Hey now.
Live on internet radio.
What's going on up there, up in you?
We're just having a good time here in Studio 1 and Studio 2. We're talking about the upcoming shows, and then on the 19th of September, we'll have London Egg. They're a Britpop band from New York City, playing the new Brit York sound.
Is that anything like Toronto Bacon?
Toronto Bacon?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's like that.
Oh, okay.
It might be, though. London Egg, and they'll be on the show live on John Talk Radio.
And we hope.
And let's see.
Where's our airplane?
We'll wait for them to join.
There's an airplane there, bruh.
Come on, airplanes.
And on the 3rd of October, we'll have Eve Douglas talking about her African adventure. On October the 10th, Peace Company will be our guest. They're out sailing around. They were going to be on a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was last week. And they don't have any access to talk to anybody since this is a show through a phone. Be very difficult for them.
Why would it be difficult for them?
They don't have a phone.
Why don't they have a phone?
They're sailing on the ocean.
Okay, you forgot to tell them that part.
I think I said it. You weren't listening.
Oh.
You have to listen. No, maybe I did miss that. But they are sailing, Peace Company, sailing around the world, bringing peace to the world. On November the 6th, we'll have four lads from Liverpool. No, they're not from Liverpool. They're actually from Basildon, England. And they'll be making their first appearance in the U.S. And we have an exclusive interview. John Talk Radio will be interviewing the Peppermint Apes live on November the 6th at 6 p.m. before they play at the International Pop Festival. Very awesome. And as we continue through our, and I think that's, and then we have Santa Claus scheduled, and he's very excited. I talked to him, and people, this dude is ready to go, man. He's got the elves going. I've never seen anybody so excited to be on a radio show, so I think he's planning it. He's got it all ready. There might be a couple of elves, a reindeer. You never know on this show who's going to show up. And
who's not?
Co-host, you're a little mean tonight. You need to have the love, man.
I'm trying to get the love.
Yeah, that's what you only give it. Get it when you give it.
Ah, give it.
Then you'll get it. All righty. What we'll do now is we're going to give away a free. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have anything. But I thought that maybe that would get some callers. If we had anything free, we'd give it away. I guess I could give away a pencil, but I don't know how exciting that would be. But it would be free. But I think we will.
Maybe we can still do that. Things that we find around our house we can give away free.
Yeah, like Charlie?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. He's sleeping right now, so he's pretty good. Well, let's take a music break.
Do we need to call the airplane?
We need to take a music break. And if you're listening, you are listening to John Talk Radio. Hopefully you know that. If you're listening, if you don't, that's what it is. And we are on the air just about every Saturday night. Sometimes we're on earlier, sometimes later. Sometimes people that we want to have on the show are sailing around the world in a sailboat. And they can't, just things happen. We understand that. We're very flexible here at JTR, as we call it, at the corporate offices of JTR. How's that sound?
That's, oh, my. That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah. And we is streaming live on the internet. And you can listen to this show, or any show, actually, if you would like to listen to any of the interviews we've had in the past, which would include Klaatu and Ivan Brown and a bunch of other people we've interviewed. You can listen to those podcasts. And just hit the little button and bam, there it is, and you can listen to it. And have yourself a interesting time, because we've had some, technical problems happen, but we've had some really good interviews, and we've had some awesome people on, and we meet people from time to time, and they like to say, hey, I wish I would have heard the show, dude. They say that. They say, dude. They say, dude, I wish I could have heard the show, and I say, hey, dude, you can listen to the podcast. Does that sound hip? Do I have you on mute again? Co-host, are you alive down there? I guess not. Things happen here at the studio. Okay, let's play a song. Let's go to a live, no, we aren't going to do that, live recording. John Talk Radio, August the 8th, live, as he looks through his switchboard. We could give a weather report. I don't think we've ever done that. It's hot and muggy in the land of the Darby Valley.
Hey, I do have a celebrity down in Studio 2.
You do?
Yeah. Would you like to say a few words, celebrity, Studio 2 celebrity?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from him, yeah. This is more like a morning talk show. This is the John and Marcy show live in the morning.
I don't think we'd make it.
I think that's, you know, we could have this, sound bites and everything.
Sound bites.
Yeah. You've got, you used to have Elmo down there. I don't know if you still do or not. He's pretty good. Okay. Well, we'll take a...
He sends love.
It sounds like you were loving him pretty good there. All
it
right.
Tickle me Elmo for nothing.
That's true. You don't get that reputation for being gentle.
That's true.
Amen. Okay, the first song we heard from Paper Airplane today was White Elephants from their new CD. And we're waiting for them to call in. We will play a song from their first CD / album / LP, whatever you want to call it. You can call it anything you want to. We're going to play Steps. This is Paper Airplane. You're listening to John Talk Radio. This is August the 8th, and this is John, and I'm talking, and I'm on the radio. So let's listen to Paper Airplane, Steps. John Talk Radio, August the 8th, 2009, Saturday night, 646-595-2483, if you want to call in and talk to co-host Mercy and John Talk Radio. Radio. I'm trying to be like a radio person tonight, so we've had sound bites, we've done the radio voice, we've given the weather. We haven't given the time, though.
You didn't give the weather, I don't think.
Yeah, I did.
Talked about it.
I did. I talked about it. It was hot and muggy. That's the weather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I don't want to get the details, you know. But I don't know where everybody is and if anyone's listening, but if they are, maybe the aliens are listening. It's hot down here. Because they listen occasionally to the show. And, yeah, it's good. We appreciate it. We just heard Steps by Paper Airplane. And let's see, we didn't give the time. It is 6:26 on John Talk Radio on a beautiful, wonderful, sensational, fantastic, fabulous, groovy, cool. You have any adjectives or adverbs to throw in?
Crazy, nutty, messed up, semi-professional.
Anti-professional.
Yeah.
John Talk Radio.
Guess that's the way the ball bounces sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It does. But we will maybe, you know, I'm thinking about... you know, co-host Marcy and I cleaned our garage out a couple weeks ago with the help of Todd, who did a marvelous supervision job. And we couldn't have done it without him, and there's no doubt. And
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who cleaned out the garage?
You did. Anyway, I helped kind of, didn't I? No,
what?
I don't think I did at all. But anyway, Marcy cleaned out the garage, and in the garage we have a freezer. And in our freezer...
No, you're not.
What?
I'm going to tell this. I mean, you're really stretching. If,
like we have, what do you think I was going to say? We have food that was in the freezer and had, somehow the freezer got unplugged and the food stinks really bad in there. What do you think I was going to say? There's Bigfoot in the freezer?
No. I would have wished that you would have said there was Bigfoot in the freezer.
I was going to say there was Bigfoot in the freezer. Then I thought you didn't want me to say it, so then I said there was just food in the freezer.
Okay, so it's rotten Bigfoot at this point.
Well, it would be, yeah, if the freezer wasn't working.
Maybe we should ask if there's anybody that wants to call in and come and get it. They can have it for free. They have to haul it away.
The freezer?
Stinky food and all.
You never know what's in that thing. It could be Bigfoot. It could be the Chukabara or whatever that guy's name is.
Chukabara?
Yeah, that dog that runs around, Chukabara, I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's one of those creatures that the people look for. And, okay, so that's pretty exciting. And then outside of that, that's about all I got. What do you got, co-host? What do you have going on down there?
I'm reading your AARP magazine.
I
don't get mine yet because I'm not quite as old as you.
I know. And I'm okay with how old I am. You know, I'm still kicking it.
Sure.
I'm still pretty groovy. I can do the moonwalk and...
You're kicking it old style?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not motorized yet, so I'm doing all right. And... We have, I haven't read one episode of that thing. I haven't looked at it. I just can't get myself to it.
The front cover is The Boss, who's turning 60.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen?
He's turned 60.
Yeah. And he's rich.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it'd be nice to be the boss, I guess. Yeah, somebody's got to be the boss, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I guess he's a pretty cool guy.
I had to talk to the boss today.
Yeah, you talked to the boss today. Did you talk to any of the E Street Band, or was it just the boss?
the bot.
Okay. I think Max is back on. 214-9139, that's him?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, well, you can... Hey, Max, I'm going to keep you on mute because if you want to, you can stick your finger up. isn't that what... that's what you do on the show, isn't it? You hit number one and it...
Yeah, there's a bunch of people probably listening, sticking their finger up about right now.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, it's usually stuff that you have to pay to listen to stuff that's entertaining. But we'll let you listen to it tonight for free. And if you want John Talk Radio's pencil, you can write me, and I'll see how many entries into the contest I have. And then we'll give it to the person with... that writes in with the most creative antidote. I don't think I've ever said antidote.
Yeah, it's not a pretty word.
Antidote. Episode. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Antidote. It's August the 8th, and John and Marcy are talking. We do that a lot, though. Now we're doing it on the radio, which is kind of cool. Yeah, sometimes.
Here's a piece of music information for you. Another piece from your ARP magazine.
Okay.
In the month of September, there's another popular birthday, Grace Slick. How do you think she is?
I'm going to guess, let's do this analytically. That's another pretty big word for me. Grace Slick was in Jefferson Airplane, which hit probably the mainstream in 1966, 1967, where she was probably in her mid-20s, that would be 40 years ago, 42 years ago, add 42 to 23, 65.
She will turn 70 on September 30th.
Oh, my God. Now, that is amazing. Grace Slick turning 70 years old. God love you, Grace.
And it says, no Jefferson Starship reunions for her. She says, get out while you're ahead.
She's ahead?
Apparently, she thinks she got out while she was ahead. I don't
know. Hey, you know, she's a part of the airplane. I think the...
She's the wrong airplane.
Yeah.
Where's our airplane?
They haven't shown up. But if you can... maybe a co-host, like you're supposed to be the producer of this thing, so you should be. Maybe you could call Grace Slick and ask her to be on because it's her birthday and we could sing her happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty good at that. We can do that. We can do like different renditions of it. We could play happy birthday on the piano. I could do it upside down. I could stand on my head and play it. So that'd be pretty cool. That's probably never been done.
Why don't you, did you do any research on the band we're having at the nursing home this week?
Yes, I did.
Maybe you should tell the listeners about that in case they want
to
come
out. And I forgot to tell them about the R.J. Cowdery, too. Good point. His name is Francisco Rojos, and it's the Francisco Rojos Band. We'll be live at Arbors West in West Jefferson playing Summer in the Park. What is it called? Summer series?
Concerts on the Lawn.
What is it?
Concerts on the Lawn.
Concerts on the Lawn.
Yes.
Bring your picnic lunch with you and a bottle of mead. And are you allowed to drink mead at the nursing home?
I don't know.
Is there any rules against it?
I don't know if the West Jefferson Popo would know what that was.
Yeah, they say he can't drink this, and you say you don't even know what it is.
It's honey, right?
Yeah, it's just honey.
Nectar from a bee.
Yeah, water and yeast, and I think yeast is legal, isn't it? I mean, you can buy yeast in the store. Isn't that true?
Am I checked?
Yeah, so you can get all these ingredients. It's just like anything else. Individually, all those things are great. Put them together, and they can mess you up. But that's kind of how life is. It's all in combinations, and it's all in kismet, and things coming together.
Yes, so anywho, they are going to be at the Arbors West Nursing Home in the back lots Underneath the Tent on Thursday, this coming Thursday, from 7 to 8:30. And there will be food available for purchase, or you can bring your own.
Picnic.
Yep. Should be nice. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us for the first time this year.
Bring a red and white checkered tablecloth.
Yeah. Bring your Frisbee, beach ball.
Jesse Frisbee's probably listening.
Yeah, bring Jesse Frisbee. Hi, Jesse.
And you can bring him, but, you know, keep him away from the mead because you never know what that stuff will do to you. We've actually never had mead. We're just talking about it here, trying to be funny on John Talk Radio. This is a improv, John Talk Radio improv.
Maybe you should play a song for Jesse. We got something in your catalog of hits that Jesse might appreciate.
I tell you what, though. I do. I'm going to play a song from the band that will be on the show next week. Good. You know, sometimes you come up with some pretty good ideas there, co-host.
Yeah, I can if I'm not muted all the time.
And if you're not under so much pressure. Hopefully I didn't eliminate that. Oh, I've got a lot of heap to play. John Talk Radio, August the 8th, 2009. It is 1836. The temperature is 91 degrees. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 646-595-2483. No one will ever listen after this show. Oh, well. Anywho, as co-host says, anywho.
We're after this show.
Yeah. Our numbers will go tumbling down. Word. Anywho, we're going to play a song from Uriah Heep's new CD, Wake the Sleeper. And we're going, that would be good for right now because I'm kind of asleep right now. And my eyes are closed, and I'm laying down in bed, and I have my pajamas on. So you can say anything on the radio, and the people don't know, because they can't see unless they're looking at you through Skype, and that would be weird. But I have my sleeping cap on, like they do in the old movies. And somebody opens up the window and yells into the window.
Yeah.
Awake the Sleeper. What do you think, co-host?
That's awesome, dude.
That's Mick Box on lead guitar. He is the king of wah. I don't know if anybody knew that.
What's wah?
Wah-wah pedal, dude. You got to get with it.
Oh.
You could hear a lot of wah in that song. And it's, people, get ready. It didn't get any better than that.
Woo-hoo.
Nobody plays any better than Mick Box. The guy's going to be on the show next week, 1 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock in England. Wherever you are, tune in. Talk to Mick. You want to talk to a legend. You want to talk to somebody who's been there, done that, and is moving forward. It hasn't, what do they say, Co? Sitting on their laurels. I don't think Mick is doing that. He's out there, and they're creating new music, and their music today is as good as it was almost 40 years ago. It'll be 40 years, I think, this year. So, how many bands have been able to, you know, to just stay together and play tremendous music for that long? It's just hard to do anything that long. Outside of being an incredibly successful rock band. Mick Box, ladies and gentlemen. Mick Box will be live on the show, John Talk Radio, next week. Then also next week, at 6 o'clock, we will have, in my opinion, one of the greatest songwriters alive right now. The guy can flat out write a song. His music is awesome. He's a great guy. And I'm flipping through the switchboard, which is moving slowly, ever so slowly. And let's listen to a Maurice. I don't have all of Maurice's stuff loaded into the, I thought I did, but I don't. But I do have a Maurice Matei song, so let's play another music break. Anything you want to shout out to us there, co-host, before we listen to Maurice?
No, I just have to say that I think it's very important in life, if you're going to commit to something, that you should do it.
And that's, you just don't know, co-host, the circumstances behind anything.
Oh,
right?
I'm not saying that, picking out anything in particular. I'm just making an overall general comment.
Yeah.
We wish well to everyone.
And to all a good night. Not yet. Don't hang up. Sometimes you hang up.
I don't hang up. I just get put on mute.
Okay. All righty. We're going to play Not Enough to Stay, and this is Maurice Matei. That even rhymes.
Strike a match and light a cigarette while I take in the view. Let's have a drink to all our friends, the ones we never knew. If I call Loretta one more time, I wonder what she'd say. I love this town, why wouldn't I? But not enough to stay. Take a left on Grand at Echo Park. Look, there's a Calaboo. We'll drive down to the Funhouse Bar and turn this young man loose. He'll try to lift old Rose's dress. She lets him have his way. I've done my time, I've done my best, but I don't want to stay. While you laugh and drinks are flowing, point me to the nearest door. I don't know which way I'm going, but when you pin me to the floor, can you tell me what we're waiting for? Drop a tip and you can stay the night. I'll leave it up to you. Call the waitress, turn on every light. Do what you want to do. They'll drag you out at closing time into the blue and gray. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. Now can I please go away?
Tune in next Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Maurice Mate will be live on the show. It's awesome. He's got a new CD out with the Tempers called Mauled. It is fantastic. Fantabulous. And I played it for several people, and everyone likes it. Do you like it, co-host?
Simply fantastic.
Yeah, you got to be... You gotta love it. It's good stuff. One of the things that we like to do here on Coast to Coast JTR is to promote indie music. And hey, sometimes we'll even get somebody that's been around and that is a superstar. And that will be next week. We'll have Maurice Mate and the Tempers. I don't know if it'll be anyone else, but Maurice on. He will be on at 6 o'clock next week on Saturday. And that's the 15th, I believe. And Mick Boxley, guitar player, founding member of legendary rock band Uriah Heep, will be on the show. It's confirmed. Everything is set up. It's groovy. He will be on. Maurice will be on. And then the next week after that, we'll have Amelia K. Spicer. And... we have some good bands lined up, good people. But anybody can call in if they want to call in and just you want to sing. Anyone can sing live on the show. I thought about doing that once, but.
What would you sing?
I'd just make a song up as I go.
Oh.
You know, an improv song with no planning. Just sing one. But I'm not going to do it right now because it takes a lot of planning for me to do improv.
That's a good one.
Is that a good one? All right. Why don't we play another tune?
Well, wait, you forgot to talk about your special guest at the West Jefferson Library.
R.J. Cowdery will be live at the Hurt Battelle Memorial Library in West Jefferson on August the 20th at 6 o'clock. This is a great thing. I mean, she is awesome. She tours everywhere. She's great. She's got two CDs out. She plays heartfelt music, folk, country folk rock. She's unbelievable. R.J. Cowdery live at the West Jefferson Hurt Battelle Library on the 20th with a co-bill with John Talk Radio. And I'll be on, and I think I'm going to do an interview with her, and if you want to come down, I'm sure she'll autograph some CDs and things like that. It's not that often that the little sleepy village on the Derby Creek gets someone of the magnitude of R.J. Cowdery. R.J.'s been on the show before, and she's just a super talented songwriter, singer-songwriter.
Is there a cost?
There is no cost. It's completely free.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and you can come. Oh, that's weird. And you can come hear R.J. Cowdery, and you might even have cookies or some brownies.
And how about one of your previous bands that you heard last night?
Mojo Theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were awesome. We went to hear them live last night. They were on the show. They are a great blues band. We give them total thumbs up. Way to go, guys. Great job last night. Rockin' the city of London. Live in London.
Live from London.
Live from London. Mojo Theory. And we're going to have on the show Project Mojo. You can't confuse the two. There's a lot of mojo on this show.
We got the mojo.
We got it working. We got the mojo working. Mojo Theory, Project Mojo. I could probably see if I could get some more mojo.
I think a little too much mojo.
I think I have. What was that?
That was my mojo.
Thing
out of me.
I thought you bent over too quick. That was scary. I didn't like that. That made that was rough because we'd have to go down and rush you to the hospital.
Better out than in, I must say.
I don't know about that. But, okay, I think that happened to Austin Powers. Did he lose his mojo?
He lost his mojo.
That sucks. Yeah, and then he never got it back, but I think he was still as powerful as ever, wasn't he?
Yes, the pretty girl told him he had it all along.
That's cool. There's a story in that, isn't there? What do they call that?
Message?
No, when you tell us a fable and there's a... a message.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Moral
of the story?
Moral, like Fractured Fairy Tales, but on the Bullwinkle Show.
Yeah.
With Mr. Peabody and all those guys. That was really good. We have 5 minutes left on the show.
That's great. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. There's, see what else is going on. We have nothing going on. I think the rest of the evening we're going to do nothing if we can. But what I would like to do now, since our guest next week will be a Red Heap, and we did play Wake the Sleeper, let's play Ghosts of the Ocean. This is Uriah Heep, and the lead guitar player, Mick Box, will be live on John Talk Radio, this very show. You're listening to this very host of this very show. We'll be interviewing Mick Box. And this is from the new CD, the newest studio CD, I believe, from Uriah Heep, Ghost of the Ocean. And if this takes longer than 4 minutes, well, why don't we just say good night to everybody? God love you. Good night. Sleep tight. Anything else, co-host, that you would like to say to the people?
No. Better things to come, my friends.
It can't get any better than this.
You're right.
They
can't. This is good.
This is good. Sitting here, the dogs are sleeping soundly. This maybe is a John Talk Radio first. They're snoozing. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive and on John Talk Radio in the on the banks of the Darby Creek. We appreciate you guys listening. If somebody's listening on the podcast, hi, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? So we're going to leave the show tonight with Uriah Heep's song from the new CD, Ghost of the Ocean. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to John Talk Radio. And don't forget next week, Mick Box and Maurice Mate, two different shows. Mick on it 1 o'clock Eastern, and Maurice is on at 6 o'clock. Good night, and live long and prosper. And what else? Anything you got to say, co-host?
No. Peace and love.
Peace and love, my friends.
Show one.